Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 3, verse 16. John answered them all, "I baptize you with water, but one who is more powerful than I will come, the straps of whose sandals I am not worthy to untie. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire." There seems to be an interesting flip-flop of expectations for Jesus between the Jewish people of his day and us today. The Jewish people of that time wanted a fiery figure like John the Baptist, one with power who would bring heat on the elite. Jesus seemed too ordinary, humble, and uninterested in being a powerful leader. But now, it's flipped. It seems that more and more people today would prefer to have a hippie Jesus who's cool with whatever we feel like doing or whoever we feel like being. A Jesus who always throws up peace signs and hang loose signs. Many want a Jesus who doesn't confront sin and doesn't come to separate the chaff from the wheat and bring judgment, like John was talking about, because that sounds too harsh and unloving. While it's true that Jesus is the greatest expression of God's love, he also wasn't just some pushover hippie. Jesus brought fire to those who thought they were secure in their own righteousness. He came because there was a serious problem to address, our sin. And Jesus didn't back down from talking about it and calling it out. So is Jesus harsh or a hippie? He's neither. He is just and powerful, yet also humble and merciful. Jesus didn't come to say, "You're all good just the way you are." Instead, he came to prove, "I've made you good by my perfect life, innocent death, and powerful resurrection." Jesus was harsh in his answer against sin, death, and the devil. He showed his full power in defeating our enemies. And he has shown his overwhelming grace in loving us, who didn't deserve God's mercy because of our sin. We thank our God that he's given us a mighty Savior who is mighty in power and even mightier in love. Dear mighty Savior, I am not worthy to approach you, but you approached me in love. I praise you for your acts of mighty love on my behalf. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then Daily Devotions. God bless your day.